fall forward, that's fine, but we'd like to get an accurate measurement.
It's time to go back to campus. It's Mike Kraft with your Panthers.com Insider Report. On the first stop of our Pro Day tours, we headed down south to Clemson University, where another fine group of NFL prospects are checking off all the boxes for scouts from the Panthers and several other NFL teams.
Just come out here to show everything you've been working for, and this is where everybody, that's what you play football for, just to go to the next level and be the best at what you're doing.
You like numbers? How about 30-plus reps on the bench, courtesy of Tyrone Crowder? Just one of the great performances on the day. Today is all about numbers, or some people might think. Here's one of the things I want to point out. In Clemson's Pro Day Guide, you'll see listed every player's progress over the 4 years they've been here on this football team. And when you look at this, one thing you will see is how many of these players over those 4 years made the most of their opportunity and developed into some fine football players.
You see that development, and what that shows you is you also see the commitment, because it's a two-way street. You know, we always tell our guys, you can't out-train a bad lifestyle, can't out-train a bad diet. You know, you got to be willing to buy in and put the work in, and so you can always see that when you look at that paperwork.
Today is a culmination, sort of, for these guys, but like I said, you've seen it all along. What does it mean to you when you see a freshman come in and you think about, okay, this is what he could become?
Well, this is the best part of my job, just seeing transformation in guys, seeing the guys graduate and develop as men, and then those who have aspirations to play at the next level, to see them prepare themselves and to get a chance to take advantage of an opportunity like today, it's awesome.
I did a little study when I looked at your sheet from freshman year. Mm-hmm. You improved everything. You put on 10 pounds. What does that tell coaches about you?
I think it tells them that, you know, I've been working. I know that, like you said, that my weight was something that I had to work on, and just, you know, that's never something that's going to be easy to do, you know, putting on weight, especially if you're a smaller guy like me. So I just try to, you know, stick with it, you know, buy into what Coach Sweeney and then the staff have always said about, you know, taking your nutrition seriously, things of that nature. And, you know, just try to show the coaches that, you know, I try to every year get better in some aspect, and then even on the field, off the field, just try to be a better person, and then on the field, just, you know, improve my game. And then stat-wise, you know, have a goal before the season and just, you know, try to do my best to hit on those.
Next stop on our tour will be Raleigh on Monday, where another group of NFL hopefuls will look to impress. This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.